RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning from East Aurora Country Club here on a beautiful Saturday in April. It is Tee to Green on WGR Sports Radio 550. Yes, you're interrupting me already.
Yeah. Well,
the word beautiful jumped
beautiful,
out.
Yeah, yeah, dude, come out. On. Like,
this listen. Is a beautiful spot where we're at right now.
Well, yeah, we are in a beautiful place. There's
That's
no
right.
question about that.
That's okay. what I was
I thought you're talking about
to.
The weather, because the weather is not beautiful.
That's right. It's ice misty pellets outside at the moment here.
Sucks is what it does.
That's
it
right.
Is, yeah.
But there's no golfers today.
That's right.
No.
Absolutely. Anyway, we've got Tee to Green coming your way here for an hour and a jam-packed show. So let's get right to it here. Coming up over the course of the next hour, we're going to talk, of course, about the Masters, our thoughts on what went on last weekend at Augusta National. Our Western New York PGA tip of the week is coming up. We're going to talk about playing in soggy conditions, as that might be what you get if you're going to play here in Western New York. Also, we're going to announce our Batavia Downs Major Challenge winner coming up just before the 7:25 break, and also some information on East Aurora Country Club, as that's where we are broadcasting live from here today. And East Aurora Superintendent Drew Thompson, who is going to tell us why the weather is doing what it's doing.
Well, so, he's
going to tell us all about what he has to do for the golf course is coming up here in a little bit here. But
I
Kevin and Jeff, good morning.
Praying, yes.
Yeah.
That's all he has to do for the golf course.
Hey, that's right.
I wrote a little column for BuffaloSportsPage.com in the TD Green section, the golf section, about when are we ever going to get to play golf here, because I just feel like we're just going to be in for a horrible spring. I played yesterday, so I guess I answered my own question. I got 11 holes in yesterday. It was great to be out there. I know people listening who got a chance to play, whether it be at Glen Oak or here at East Aurora Country Club. Just great to get out. And as we say hello to David Jones here from East Aurora Country Club, it's probably nice to see members here.
It was
inactive, right?
Air. Absolutely. Absolutely. To see him come through, when you look at the same faces when you're getting set up, it's nice to not look at my assistant. It's nice to see some of the members out here.
Yeah, you and Drew walked in together. You wouldn't even look at each other. You're tired of seeing each other, right? No.
It's like a 50-year marriage right now.
That's right. PGA Pro David Jones is with us here for the opening segment, along with Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis. Tee to Green, live here at East Aurora Country Club. It's presented by Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. But this week we are at East Aurora, and David Jones kind of joined us here for the first segment. So, how is golf been treating us here? I know, obviously, across most of Western New York, there hasn't been as much golf play as normally we would like here in the middle of April.
But it's typical. I've been a head golf professional now for 19 years in upstate New York, and I think the last two seasons have been atypical. When we're getting out the first part of March, we just get used to that, and now when we have maybe a little bit of a delay from our normal, I think it just feels worse. The typical, if you can get out by Masters Sunday in Western New York, that's the goal. So we're not going to be too far behind it, so we have to remain optimistic. It's not March 15th, but it's not the end of the world either. And you look at the forecast, yes, there are ice pellets in the forecast for today.
Yeah.
But next Saturday, Sunday, it looks like we're going to be in the mid-50s, and I think we're going to turn the corner.
Yeah, last year, May was bad.
So, right, last year, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So if we have a good May, hey, we're in the...
Right,
we're
memories either. Are short.
Yes.
Well, my line always is this. They make gear for that. And I own it, the conditions, So.
It's an outdoor game, too. It's a game meant to be played outdoors. So if you wait for a good day, what do they say? You don't play.
Well, this is why, when you sell golf shoes in the shop, it comes with a waterproof warranty, right? I mean, you need a good pair of golf shoes.
You need a good pair of wet everything.
Yes.
If you're going to play this game. As Jeff said, if you wait for the perfect day, you're not going to play a lot of golf.
Yeah.
TD Green here live at East Aurora Country Club. We're also live on Facebook on our TD Green page. Is that where we're at this weekend?
We are at TD Green page, yes. Look for that on Facebook. It's not at my own. I made it about the show, not about me this week.
Good.
Which means
weird.
I know it is weird. I made a mistake last week and just, in my haste in getting it on Facebook live, I didn't connect to the page, which I'm the administrator for, so blame me if there's not enough stuff on
page.
That's
all right. But anyway, so if you're watching on Tee to Green, hello, on the Tee to Green Facebook page. We're in the beautiful dining room area here, right behind the fireplace where we always like to be.
Yes.
David, when we were here last time, we were here for IGM week, and we were out on the beautiful patio, which I know I'm sure everybody's excited to get out here for. But for those that think about East Aurora Country Club, and maybe for those that aren't members here that are listening, that's maybe what they will connect East Aurora Country Club with. Is, hey, this is the home of the International Junior Masters.
Since 1953, it's the home of the International Junior Masters with some amazing resumes of tour players that have walked these grounds. We're excited again to host. We've got the strongest field, according to our tournament director and player development personnel that we've had in years. So we're excited to see some new faces from some new countries. It's going to be another good show.
And I remember, and I assume that this continues this year, that also there was a connection with another great local event, the Porter Cup now, right, that the IGM winner
automatically gets an exemption into the Porter Cup. So that's
awesome.
A wonderful relationship that we are excited to now have and moving forward to continue.
I know there are don't worry, folks. We're going to talk about the Masters in a second here.
Yep.
But I want to mention this about the International Junior Masters. You have players from South Africa have come over the years. Mexico, they come every year.
Every year.
And having been down for the Mexico Championship this past March, I was amazed at the kids that were into golf. Well, we're insulated here in the United States. Like, oh, we got golf this, we watch the PGA Tour every week. The amount of kids hanging out to get autographs, and you could tell that we're golfers. They're pretty cool, pretty cool. So it's great that there's an event like this that they travel from all over the world.
Right, and again, last year we touched on that. You look at, and I think insulated is a good word, but we had a team of four kids that came from Venezuela, and anything that you read on that and that terrible civil war that they're going through now. But there's still pockets that really maybe escape through golf. And so we're excited, hoping still that team will return this year with that unrest that they're dealing with. But, golf's a pretty amazing sport when you can get out and away from everything. And I liked your word there, insulated.
Yeah, I wanted to use that, too, because you need that for clothing.
Yes.
this time of year to play golf.
That's right. 7:07 here. We're live at East Aurora Country Club. David Jones, the PGA professional here from East Aurora, joining us along with Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Metis. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us here on WGR. Okay, let's talk about the Masters. Patrick Reed doing his global tour this week across all the shows and platforms in his green jacket, and he pulls it out. It was an exciting finish. Jordan Spieth made things very interesting, and then Ricky Fowler joined the grouping there late to try to get his name involved. Rory McIlroy, who was paired with Patrick Reed, kind of just never got himself going, got off to a poor start, and then just could never get it going. Jeff, let's start with you here. How about just the winner? Reed, he had to hit some shots down the stretch and even a tough two-putt on 18 to get it done.
Yeah, but I felt at no point, like in the last couple of holes, was he going to blow it. You know, he just seems, he's a very solid player. He's got a resume. He just looked like he was hitting it good. There were no stray, he didn't look like he was struggling at any point throughout that round. So I was pretty confident by the time he got to the 17th tee that he was going to bring that home. It was super fun to watch, though. Disappointed with Rory. He kind of chirped the night before, it felt like, and then he didn't follow it up the next day. Plus, he was my pick. So, but other than that, it's always exciting. And as we say, it brings the top players in the world just bubble to the top. The cream rises to the top in that event every year, it seems.
I never felt Patrick Reed was going away. I had friends texting me like, "You've seen this guy? He's going to blow it." I'm like, "No, Patrick Reed doesn't blow it when he has a chance.
That's not his makeup."
No, it's not. He's a bulldog. I mean, he's as fierce as a competitor as there is. I'm trying to think of the only other golfer that I can think of that plays it. There's two guys.
I'm blushing.
Yeah. All right. There's three guys, Jeff. Sorry. Tiger, right? They play with that intensity that Patrick Reed plays with, and he idolized Tiger Woods and tried to do everything that he could do, and he's driven by winning. And the Ian Poulter plays that way. And maybe Ian Poulter's the best comparison because Ian Poulter is, you know...
Also a very good player that hadn't won a major.
Right, hasn't won a major.
So in that sense, the resumes were...
Unbelievable match play player,
yep,
right?
Ryder Cup heroes.
Tough to play against, like, you know, guys...
Rub people the wrong way at times, too.
May not be the most revered guy,
yes,
right, by fans, but I don't think they care. And I don't think Patrick Reed cares. He's about winning out there. So that was great to see him finish it off because it wasn't as if, like, you know, when Danny Willett won, Jordan Spieth, you know, had the horrible hole on 12. If he didn't, Jordan Spieth wins it by four strokes, right?
Right.
Not that Danny Willett didn't play well. You have to play well to win the Masters. Look at a guy like, you know, Reed had to complete it. He had to beat Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler... It was great to see him have a great final round in a major. You know, probably any other year he wins it, but not this one because Patrick Reed was so great. And the final thing I want to say is he was the beneficiary, I think, more than anybody else over the rain that occurred at Augusta National because on Saturday he hit just short of the bunker on 15 and it stays.
That's right.
That never stays there, David. That's in the water, and he chips in for eagle. And then on 13, same deal. It stays up on the bank. That's usually in the tributary to Rays Creek.
And when you look at the winners of Augusta, you have to have those breaks. You very rarely do you see a player go wire to wire without having some good fortune, especially there. And when they show the highlights from years past, you know, you see the balls that hold up. Freddie Couples, I watched the rerun the other day that stays on the bank at 12. That doesn't happen. But when it does, there's something in the air for you that week.
He hit the stick on 17 on the putt, yeah. Reed. If it doesn't hit the stick, that is off the green, and then maybe we're looking at a playoff. Right?
Could be. You're right.
And Spieth mentioned that. He mentioned exactly what David was saying about, hey, you need breaks around here. I got him when I won. And, you know, you got guys hitting sticks. I mean, he obviously watched Patrick Reed hit the stick on 17. He thought, well, there's the break. He gets the win.
And on 18, Spieth's making this charge, and then he hits the drive off on the final round. By the way, he had earlier in the tournament done the same thing on 18. So that hole could have necessarily maybe been the difference for him down in the end. Obviously, maybe it plays out differently. Reed maybe knows, hey, I need one more. Or Spieth's playing differently because now he's tied versus being down, so that could have played out differently. But the charge that he made, this is a guy, Spieth, Jeff, that this course and him, like, yes, he had his episode on 12 that Kevin brought up, but I feel like we're going to see Spieth and the Masters as a story for a long time. He loves being there. He loves that pursuit of that green jacket. He loves everything about that whole week. Those two together, I feel like it's a nice match.
The horses for courses things. And where was Spieth 2 weeks ago? You know, you barely heard his name until the week before. It just seems like he percolated up at the right time for that event. And what an odd shot for him to hit on 18 after playing that well and just hit that miserable tee shot and have he kind of got a fortune to bounce that it stayed where he could find it, I guess. But, it was interesting to see, and it's super exciting just to watch him get going. And he's got that, you know, people are rooting for that guy when he's playing well. well. You know, maybe he's earned that because he's played so well throughout the years at the Masters. I'd like to see him do well, you know, throughout the year. He's fun. When he's playing well, it's fun and it's good for golf. So, but I was really, really surprised on that tee shot. Hey, he makes birdie here. It gets real interesting. Yeah. And then, yeah.
How about the Fowler storyline? Kev, you know, just also from being at tournaments, Fowler is about as popular as a player as there is on tour right now. The classy thing he does, clapping for Reed as Reed's walking to the scoring tent afterwards. Fowler, in some sense, has been snake bitten in majors of the fact that he's had opportunities. At some points, it's been his own doing. And in this tournament, I mean, he made it very interesting. He played great on Sunday to give himself a chance. I wouldn't at all say that there's anything maybe Fowler on Sunday, at the very least, could have done more so. He did a wonderful job to give himself a chance, but...
Well, he did the front nine, Brian. He could have done, you know...
You're right. If you want, he didn't make his first birdie till late. You're right.
Correct. If you want to analyze where, you know, he could have gained more strokes.
Feel like it was a Fowler lost tournament, though.
Correct. Yes. Correct. Like, he was kind of a neutral there for so long in the front nine, and you're like, hey, you got a chance to win this thing. You really have to go after it. And he did on the back nine.
Yeah.
You know, he played a great back nine. The front nine not making that first, you know, he made a bogey, then he made a birdie on eight. And, you know, not making a birdie on two, right? I mean, if you want to look where you can gain some strokes, right, David?
Yep.
That would be the spot. That's he's the probably spot. Looking, right?
Right. If you get through, as they say, if you get through that second, third, fourth hole, you've got to be even one under there. And he didn't. He didn't capitalize where he could have. And that's the Augusta.
But in the same regard, I mean, Patrick Reed was one under in the final round. Just show, you know, part of that is, you know, he's probably checking scoreboards and realizing, hey, I don't need to do this or that. But then the pressure was there on the final few holes.
And no one shot four rounds in the 60s at the Masters.
That's
too.
Correct.
He had the chance there. It's just you got to go out and win the tournament. It doesn't matter what you shoot. It's in the final round. It's just who has the lowest score. And he definitely found a way to do that. Talk about bad shots, by the way. How about some of those swings Rory McIlroy made? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Uncharacteristic.
The pressure.
He put it on himself.
One for the Grand Slam. And if anybody doesn't think the pros feel the pressure, look at that opening tee shot for Rory McIlroy, right?
And boy, was he fortunate. I mean, it could have been over right there. It could have been, the story could have been written on the first swing of the final day for him.
And he misses the eagle putt, that short eagle putt on two, and he even referenced, like, yeah, you know, if that goes down, it's different. I'm like, it's a second hole.
Second hole.
There's so much more golf to play, but that's how pressure packed and
well, that's what you feel as a player sometimes. You know, it's like, hey, I got to get my momentum going early. I'm three shots behind this guy. I have to catch him. Here's a really good opportunity, and you blow it. And you didn't blow it, but you miss it,
right.
And you kind of deflate yourself. And some of that momentum looks like he was really amped on the first tee, and then he had the bad tee shot, and then he misses, and just all your momentum and your energy kind of sinks out of you at that point, and you have to refine that energy. That I think the word they kept using was focus. I thought that was a good word. He's like, the hyper focus that you need to compete at that level may drain from you a little bit when you see an opportunity like that slip by, which would have been a huge momentum swing at that time. It would have been, you know, then he's perking up with his step, but it went the other way for him.
7:16 here on Tee to Green. We're live at East Aurora Country Club. David Jones, PGA professional, joining our roundtable here discussion on the Masters. Before we get to our Western Europe PGA tip of the week and a little on East Aurora Country Club here, two other quick things, jump in on either one. David, let's start with you. Two other things that I think people definitely were drawn to was, of course, the interest of Tiger Woods coming in. He played his best round on Sunday. The other storyline that I thought was very interesting, and we see pictures of it now this week of how bad it was, Tony Finau's ankle was also a disaster. I mean, it was ugly looking, and he comes through and played great and finished in the top 10. I mean, those are, you know, two stories there, but how about just a thought on either Tiger or Tony Finau's week?
You know, Tiger was, of course, good for the game when he can come back and play well. Tony Finau, that was absolutely disgusting and amazing at the same thing.
Yes.
You know what stuck out to me more than anything during the Masters week was Fred Ridley's announcement that the Augusta National Women's Amateur is going to be hosted there. That really stuck with me when we're looking from PGA professional side of it. What are we doing? What can we do to grow the game? And then you have Tiger Woods coming back, and then you have that announcement.
The 72 best amateur women in the country are going to play there on the Saturday before the Masters.
On the Saturday before the Masters. Yeah. And that's just, you know, there's two huge storylines for golf. And I'm proud to be a PGA professional and proud to hear that statement. Just in, you know, 2003 was when we had the protest because of Martha Burke and Hootie and their spirited letters back and forth at one another. So to see that change And to see this, just this energy surrounding golf right now is just fantastic to be a part of.
Well, you know, it does show that the members and leadership at Augusta National recognize their responsibility to the game of golf and to grow the game.
They're using their power now for the right reasons.
Yes.
Yeah, they have it.
They have
the platform.
They're like a superhero. They went to the good side. Yes. they have a lot of superpowers.
They have this incredible vehicle to grow the game of golf, and they started that with drive, chip, and putt. And, well, maybe they started it when they allowed some female members, and then drive, chip, and putt, and now this is
what a week that'll amazing. Be. The final round for those young ladies, or the women. They may not be young ladies, because amateur women can compete at any age. And then drive, chip, and putt on Sunday, and then the Masters begins Monday. That's a cool week. I'm already looking forward to it.
But I wanted to ask you guys something real quick, and I know all right. You know what? I'll save it for another segment.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm positive.
Got two more things to get in here, too. Let's get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week in here, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond, pretty much echoing what David just said there about that great announcement with the Masters. Playing in soggy conditions. For those that are playing, you might encounter some soggy lies this week. David, let's start with you. You get up to your ball. It's a little wet. And you decide you're going to hit this shot here, what should be going through your mind?
Lift clean in place. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
That's the ideal.
Well, that's right.
Take more club if you're in the fairway, number one. Just try to keep it brief and to the point. And try to keep your lower body, everything, very quiet. Almost approach every wet, soggy condition almost as if you're in a fairway bunker. It's so important to hit ball first. Drive the ball into the turf, if you will, to get the club, ball, and then turf. So many times we try to pick it in those conditions, and that's a recipe for disaster. That's when you catch the heavy shots and it folds the turf over and onto the next hole. So just keep everything quiet, stable, focused are the words that I like to use when I'm instructing somebody. Typically, you're going to get your feet down a little bit, which again echoes that sentiment towards playing in fairway bunkers. And if you're going to do that, of course, the logical thing is you need to choke down a little bit. Again, echoing that point that play a little bit more club, you're going to shorten the lever.
Yeah, and snow and ice are not loose impediments, am I correct?
I don't know about snow pellets, though. That's a new one for me.
I agree a lot with what you're saying there. I like to think about being in balance, choking up on the club. Maybe move the ball back a smidge in your stance to ensure that ball contact first. And maybe I like to post up a little bit more on my forward leg, too, to make sure that ball is going to – I hit the ball and then the turf. When you hang back or you're on your back post, on your back leg, you'll tend to hit them a little bit more fat. And that's what people – when you say they try to pick it, so they hang on their back leg and try to help that ball up in the air, and they end up bottoming out behind the ball. So choke up a little bit. I like to work on rhythm and balance and just focus. I'll actually visualize hitting the center of the blade with the ball, or the ball hitting – the club hits the center of the – you know what I'm
the face.
Right. Yeah, coming down.
Yes. Inarticulate golf bro here. But so that's what I will work on, and balance and little things like that. It is a good time to play. You know, I always told my golf team when I was coaching, you know, in these conditions, half the players don't want to be there, so you got half the people beat right away. So if you're playing a buddy and he doesn't want to be there, double the bet. Yeah, so work on your balance.
That's good. Good point there. Also, if you know, you heard about driving. I'm sure if you watched the Masters, you saw them talking and promoting about drive, chip, and putt. That information you can get at the Western New York PGA website, WNYPGA.com. Also, PGA Junior Leagues are going on. I know my son's got his practice later this morning, so looking forward to that. But all the stuff, you know, we talk about junior golf. Western New York PGA website's got a lot of information there.
Yeah, PGA Junior League, drive, chip, and putt. There's just, if you're interested in anything golf, you can contact the Western New York PGA. And if you don't know anything about golf, talk to them or talk to your local PGA pro. We'll get you going in the right direction, get you started.
Yeah, you'd be welcome with open arms.
Oh,
I think
that's
one of the things
that people
are like worried about. Like, I don't know anything about it. You know what? Go talk to the pro. They'll
you don't have to be a member
arms,
to
right.
call him and ask him a question about, you know, what's going on with golf. Yeah. Where can I find a junior program? Can I get clubs for my kids? Can I get my son fitted or my daughter fitted for junior clubs? Which is important, by the way. Make sure your clubs fit your kids. But.
Yeah. I have a new favorite hole out here, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
I do. The third hole.
The third one.
Right? That's right over
it's
here.
The par 5 that comes back?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a great golf. I played a tournament here last summer, and I don't know why the greatness of that hole has gotten by me, but I just think you need a good drive there.
Yes.
And if you're not long enough, which most were, you have to lay up to a position. And then, well, the whole location was in the front of the green, and I was in the back left. Oh.
Can't be there.
Yeah, no, you cannot be there.
Cannot be there.
I think it's a great golf hole of the many out here at East Aurora Country Club.
David, before we let you go here, just for those that interested, maybe want to learn more about East Aurora Country Club, where would they go?
JoinEACC.com is a tremendous starting point. It links you to our website. And just again, to echo Jeff's statement, call your golf professionals. Find out what's going on at your golf clubs. Junior golf is a great vehicle to become members of facilities. Quite honestly, we've picked up 6 or 8 families because of their children that are playing. And then, by the way, mom and dad want to spend some time. And it is the one of a few sports that you get to spend with your family. And we all are so challenged for time. Spend some time with your family on the golf course. There's no better place to be.
Yeah, phones are gone.
Phones are gone.
You know, no video games, none of that stuff.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Everybody's having a good time, too.
Hey, you can
maybe I like hole 4 better now, too. Now I'm thinking about it. It's a tough par 3.
All right. We got the whole ride home to debate that, Kevin.
Thank 5's you. Pretty awesome, too. That's I'm just saying.
They're all good here.
They are. I'm telling you.
That's right.
You want a very challenging round of golf. I know we have to break here. I'm just thinking about the whole.
We got more
to
get to.
Okay, great.
That's right. Drew Thompson is coming up here for the course superintendent in just a few moments. David Jones, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back here in June.
In June, the Saturday before the International Junior Masters.
That's
right. I think it's the 23rd of June.
So get our spot on the patio ready. We'll have it.
We'll be ready and waiting.
Awesome.
Cheese Danish.
I want the cart ready for after the show.
That's right. David Jones with us, the PGA professional. Before we go to break, we are going to announce our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge winner.
Maybe it's hole 7.
And with us to do that is Ryan Hasenauer, Marketing Director from Batavia Downs. He's with us on the line. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great. Thanks for coming on. We had an exciting finish in your Batavia Downs Majors Challenge contest. We had 50 entries. And 2 of them chose Patrick Reed. Just 2.
Only 2. Wow. So, I'm not surprised by that.
That's right. So 2 of the 50 selected Patrick Reed. They finished 1st and 2nd, not surprisingly. And Steve, if your K is not silent, I don't know. It's K-N-I-E-R-Y. I don't know if it's Kearney or Nearney. I think probably Kearney, right? Steve Kearney.
I think it's pronounced winner.
That's right. Steve, I know on Twitter you saw you were the winner. Steve had his 3 golfers. Patrick Reed, Jordan Spieth, and John Rahm.
Wow.
Yeah, very, wow. Very impressive.
Nice selection.
So Steve is going to win a great prize package. Ryan, why don't you tell him what Steve...
Tell him what he's won,
Steve,
Ryan.
That's right.
Tell him what he won. Well, in addition to a lifetime supply of turtle wax... No, just kidding. He's going to win himself an overnight stay at Batavia Downs on a night of his choosing, as well as a $100 gift certificate to our wonderful food venues, which you can use on food and drink and what have you, as well as $50 in free play for that gaming floor. And, hey, if he wants to bring 3-4 friends out there, you know, that $100 in free food can go a long way with 3-4 people. So a night out, if you will, for Mr. Steve there at Batavia Downs.
Awesome. That's great.
That's an awesome prize.
Very cool. Ryan, we appreciate your involvement in this contest. We'll, of course, be running it again for the U.S. Open and for the Open Championship and for the PGA Championship. Before we let you go here, what's coming up here? I know we're 2 weeks away from Kentucky Derby time, right?
The Derby is 3 weeks away, yes.
Oh, 3 weeks away, that's right.
Yep. But I was going to talk to you guys about our Brew Fest today with our friends from Entercom Rochester. But I'll tell you this, Brian, it's sold out. 700 people will be at Batavia Downs for the Brew Fest today. So get on your tickets early for our events. Every event that we have, you can go to our Facebook page and check out the links in the event page. BataviaConcerts.com is how you get tickets to a lot of them. But we have a wine festival coming up in 2 weeks that we want people to check out. So you can do that. But come see Brian and Dan and the rest of the crew there from WGR at the big Kentucky Derby party that we'll be having. 3 Kentucky Derby parties, Brian, on site. We got the regular party downstairs in the paddock, the big party with you guys inside 34 Rush, and then a new special Derby Gala at the Downs for $50 a head upstairs inside awesome. The grandstands area with all kinds of, you know, grazing stations, open bar for 3 hours, a $10 wager on the Derby. Really, really great stuff. It's really exciting over at Batavia Downs, all the new events we're doing.
Great.
That sound fun.
I tell you.
I'm not even a gambler. Yeah,
I'm going to collect the money from Jeff and Kevin right now for our Derby wager. So, Ryan, I need you to focus here. Get us your picks ready here for 3 weeks from now.
We will. And, you know, they just had all the last races last week that were the major Derby prep races, the Standing Near Derby and whatnot. And as I was texting with you that day, the favorite Justify, he won. So It looks like it's going to be a pretty open Derby field. Todd tells me this might be one of the best wagering fields you've seen. And as you guys may or may not know, when there's a lot of horses that could possibly win, that means there's more money in the pot. More money in the pot means more money to be won at your local OTB or on BataviaBets.com.
Awesome. I was on a golf course. I was playing when I won a trifecta on the Preakness a couple of years ago. That was an exciting hole. That's all I'm going to say. When I know,
I was
like, right.
I was on the third hole. Here?
I was on the golf course listening to Smarty Jones not win the Triple Crown. I had it on the radio.
On the radio, yeah.
I know that was a good year. Well, Ryan, thanks so much again. Congratulations to Steve Kearney. Steve, I know we contacted you on email, but now you know your prize. You're getting an overnight stay at the hotel at Batavia Downs Gaming. $100 to their fine restaurants for food and drink, and also $50 of free play to go for money. So,
but by the way, Steve, tip your server. Don't be cheap. You're getting $100.
Right. Yeah, I appreciate
all right.
That.
Sorry,
that's good advice. That's right. Ryan, thanks so much. We'll see you in 3 weeks at the Derby.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks so much for the time.
All right, you got it.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, that's
a great prize.
Oh, it's an awesome prize.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So if you want to be involved in the next contest, we'll be right
That's right. You wouldn't have won this one.
Yeah. I wouldn't have won this one.
That was tough.
Only two picked Patrick Reed. That's
only two of 50. Reed, Spieth, and Rahm were his picks.
Yeah.
And so he got first, third, and fourth.
Well, I think that's
pretty impressive.
I think that's part of the reason Reed plays the way he does, you know, with that chip on his shoulder, because no one thinks of him as one of the best players in the world.
Yep, and he proved it.
Because he's not in AT&T commercials. He's not, you know, a poster boy for, you know, professional golf. But, well, he is now.
He is now.
Now he's a Masters champion.
You win a Masters, you're the guy.
Absolutely. David, thanks again.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Drew Thompson will be joining us next, the course superintendent, as Tee to Green rolls on. We're live here at East Aurora Country Club with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas and Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Tee to Green coming up here on WGR and on Facebook on Tee to Green as well. This week, the PGA Tour is in Hilton Head, South Carolina, for the RBC Heritage Classic. Bryson DeChambeau is your leader halfway home. Shot a 64 yesterday. He's at minus 10. A one-shot lead on Ian Poulter and Siwoo Kim. He's up two, DeChambeau is, on Snedeker Sabatini, a name we haven't seen there in a while,
yeah.
And Hadley. Other big names participating this week, Matt Kuchar is four back at minus six. Former U.S. Open champion Webb Simpson is five back. He's minus five. Dustin Johnson, number one in the world, is six back. He is at four under par. So.
And Sabatini played here, didn't he, in the Junior Masters?
In the International Junior Masters, absolutely.
Webb Simpson, by the way, is having a very good season.
Yeah.
I mean, you're seeing his name week in and week out up near the leaderboard.
He's adjusted to the putting putter that he's had to make the change from, and getting back to himself, you know, to not being able to anchor the putter. He's doing a nice job.
That's a fun tournament, by the way, if anybody ever thinks about making a trip, you know, south this time of year, Hilton Head, that's a fun tournament to go to.
It seems like, just from looking on TV, like it's good for spectating.
It is. It's great for spectators.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great spot to go.
No doubt.
And it's one of the few that you can play.
Oh, it's a resort facility.
Yes, yep. You can play it.
That's right. Back here at East Aurora Country Club, I want to thank PGA Pro David Jones for joining us last segment, for all his great insight. And feel free to contact David here at East Aurora Country Club if you want more information.
Why don't you give out a cell phone right here on the radio?
No. Joining us now.
We'll give Drew's cell phone now. Yeah.
That's right. The great course superintendent here from East Aurora is Drew Thompson. Drew, good morning.
Good morning.
I told everybody earlier on the show that you were going to tell us about how the weather's going to change. It's going to be perfect within just a few days.
Yeah.
The course will be ready to go. No, the course looks great considering what the weather has been here. What kind of challenges has it been for you here with the weather being what it was? I know the last couple times we've spoken with you, sometimes we've had great Februaries, and it's kind of gotten the season going early. This year, obviously, a little different.
Right. Yeah, it's been a grind this year, to say the least. It's if I had to describe it in one word, I'd say frustrating. Just like it is for golfers out there, for us, we have to be extremely patient so that we don't try and push the envelope, get out there, and end up causing ourselves more work in the long run. So we take all that into consideration. We want to get out there as much as anybody else does. So we're ready to get this season going. And when it drags out like this, when the winter drags out like this, it gets really, really frustrating.
Yeah, and my new role, I was picking your brain before the show started here. Have you been able to get out? I mean, we haven't mowed rough. I mean, nothing's growing yet to even really. I mean, we've mowed tees, greens, and fairways, but it hasn't been a year for growing grass. What have you been able to do out there?
About the same. We've mowed greens, tees, and fairways one time. We've got some fertility out. Just yesterday, actually on our putting surfaces. So we're trying to get something to move. It's just, it's not going to happen until soil temperatures come up.
And that's about 50 to 55 when grass will start to grow?
Yeah, when it'll start moving a little bit. And,
okay.
And that's when you say 50 to 55, that's kind of average temperature. I mean, when it gets down to 28 at night.
No, I mean the soil temperature.
Right.
Once the soil temperature is 50?
But it's got to be that an average of that through the day. And when you're below freezing overnight, it really drives those soil temperatures back down. And it's amazing how much it can change from night to day.
Will it affect long term the condition of the course? This kind of start, does it affect it long term, or once the grass starts growing, it won't matter all that much?
Once it gets moving, once the temperatures come up, and we actually see that bright orange ball in the sky from time to time, it'll happen really fast. Mm-hmm. In late June this will be a distant memory. So
hopefully,
right. Yeah. Especially for you guys on the public side.
Drew, what can golfers do to help you out in these conditions? For example, when we're able to play, is there something different we should be doing on the greens, fairway, we're replacing divots? What can we do to help you?
It's the same as always. Replacing your divots, fixing your ball marks, patching the tees. Most golf courses out there will have something available for you to fix your divot on tees. It's not just about helping the golf course staff. It's about being courteous to the other golfers that are playing the golf course. So
you can imagine what a golf cart could do early in the season to a golf course
and improperly
driven.
That's the hardest thing. Just like we have to be patient, we have to kind of be able to communicate that to the membership and our customers as well, to make sure that they're being patient. Putting a golf cart on a golf course in certain areas at this time of year with very little growth, if any, in the rough especially, can really lead to some problems. And we have some terrain here that it could almost be dangerous, and I know there's other courses out there the same way. So we're trying to be patient. Our membership here is fantastic, and they're extremely patient, and everybody's been out in it. They understand what we're dealing with.
And it's not just Western New York, it's the whole Eastern country, east of the country, isn't it? It's everybody's been struggling.
Now it's like Boston
spring.
This year, right?
Yeah,
it's
been terrible.
They've just been,
Midwest is going to get a blizzard this week too. Yeah. So it's not just Buffalo.
Now, is there a spring aeration scheduled, or do you aerate in the spring here?
Yeah, a week ago.
Oh.
At least that's when it was supposed to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. We may have had this explained before, but can you explain why aeration needs to happen on greens and not only once but twice a year? Because I think people are like, they're aerating this week. Why are they going to do that?
Right. There's a number of factors. Number one, oxygen, getting oxygen down the root zone. There's drainage. There's amending soil, reducing organic matter, and relieving compaction. And you can find them online. If you search foot traffic on putting greens, you can go on and see different examples of how much foot traffic in just foursomes is on a putting green. And it's pretty amazing to see the number of steps that are taken across the green. So compound that through an entire season, and there you go. I mean, it's
200 golfers a day times 100 days.
Shallow roots make for poor turf quality, and we're all about making sure that we have the best turf quality and making sure that they are going to be good to putt on, play well, and stay alive through the season.
So you'll aerification also reduces the thatch layer, is that correct?
Yeah, that's okay. Part of it, yep.
And why don't you want thatch on greens?
Well,
if you can explain what thatch is to right. A lot of people.
Thatch is just a compounding of the stem of the plant above the crown that turns into almost like a cushion of turf. Getting rid of the thatch layer, especially on a putting green, serves a number of purposes. One, it's playability. Everybody likes greens to roll at a relatively decent speed. If you have too much thatch, the ball's going to kind of set down into the turf, and it's going to feel like you're putting on a shag carpet. Reducing or eliminating that thatch layer makes the ball roll better. It also allows water and nutrients to get down into the soil where they're needed.
Brian's been putting on a shag carpet all winter long.
So. That's all I've been
not us, Kev.
No, we got our custom turf greens.
That's right.
Anyway, sorry.
That hopefully will change this year.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. Well, Steve, if you're listening.
He is listening.
That's right. Drew Thompson, course superintendent, with us here from East Aurora Country Club, along with Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis. Just another minute or two here with Drew. So the course supers, you guys have that special room with, like, the meteorologist models map, right? So tell me, before we let you go here, like, give me something good to feel about here. Like, golf weather's coming, right?
Yeah, eventually. You know, I look at, and I think most superintendents do, about five or six different forecasts, and I try and find the best one. You know, the one
you like.
So you don't have
a European model, right. there's
American
a Chickawaga model.
That's right. No.
Yep, I mean, it's... You know, the 14 days show some 50s there, so that's what...
Yeah, we're going off historical averages there.
Yeah,
think.
Right. Yeah.
So let's finish on a high here. What do you like best about this golf course?
You know what? If we're talking golf course in particular, I just love the fact that it's a little bit different from everything else in the Western New York area. We have some elevation changes that you're not going to see on other golf courses in the area, which not only make it fun to play, and makes it really pretty to look at. From an aesthetic standpoint, you see some angles and views at this place that you don't get anywhere else. It's funny when, you know, every now and then you'll talk to somebody around here and say, I don't like it. There's too many elevation changes. But if you get people, especially for like the junior masters that come up from Pittsburgh or down in the Virginia and Carolinas, they love it. It reminds them of home. So it's a lot of fun to play. Aside from that, the membership here is the best membership in the area. I'll tell you, the people here are fantastic. So
it is. It's a fun golf course to play too because of the elevation changes and the different lies that you get and the different shots that you have to.
It makes you a better player,
yeah,
too. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're hitting a variety of shots and that's playing golf instead of hitting shots.
Yeah, this is a shot maker's golf course, in my opinion.
We always say that our handicaps travel very well from here. You know, if you carry a handicap here, go play someplace else. There's some shots that you got to hit here that you don't have to at other places, and some people like that, some people don't. But I think it's a great aspect of this place, and just makes a lot of fun to play. And as an avid golfer myself, you know, having a course like this to play whenever you get the time to do it is just a treat. So.
Absolutely,
which we haven't had time this year.
It'll come.
Real. Well, Drew, we always love coming in. One of the most beautiful pieces of property in Western New York, and you always do a great job. Thanks for coming on the show this week. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Drew Thompson with us here from East Aurora Country Club. We'll step aside on Tee to Green, and more when we return here with Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Metis. I'm Brian Colziel, Tee to Green here on Tee to Green Facebook. Hello, and on WGR. PGA Tour Champions Report time, brought to you by Absolute Care. As you heard, it's the Mitsubishi Electric Classic going on right now. And they're already underway with the second round. They have weather concerns, so they're going to try to play two rounds today. Jay Haas is your current leader, right now. He leads Steve Flesch by one and Bernhard Langer by two. Haas is at 7 under par. Flesch minus 6. Langer minus 5.
Flesch is over 50.
The lefty.
Yes. Mm. Wow. Okay.
That's right. Jose Maria Olazabal amongst a group at 4 under par. O'Meara, who we mentioned last week, played in his final Masters, is at minus 2. Rochester's Jeff Sluman is also at minus 2.
Olazabal won 2 green jackets, right?
He did.
Yes,
yeah.
I believe so.
Okay.
And your John Daly update, he is not participating this week.
He is not.
Well, he got hurt. When, so. No, he got hurt when the car ran into him in the parking lot.
I thought he got out of the way of that.
No,
maybe he pulled
no.
something when he moved?
Well, yeah. I think he sprained his knee or something. Seriously, yeah.
Okay.
No, like, all kidding aside.
No, I believe you.
He suffered an injury. Not like Tony Finau's. Like, that was amazing,
that
by
really
the way.
Was.
That was gross to watch. It was right.
Yeah. Well, you think he's not going to play. It's his first Masters ever. You go from – but
those
to do what he did, I mean, he's a guy that many feel is going to win multiple tournaments. You know, one in Puerto Rico a couple years ago, and just his talent. Once he – it's like Dustin Johnson. Once he figures out the wedge game, then look out, because he hits the ball so far. And he's such a great athlete.
He looks like he's an athlete. He has some peculiarities to his motion, too. Like,
yes.
He doesn't swing orthodoxly, in an orthodox way. He looks like he aims left a lot and does some different things, but he plays his own game and he bashes it, right? They all
good,
bash it.
Good but, dude. Yeah. Nice Absolutely. Guy. Real nice guy.
Let's just finish here with just a couple few minutes left here. We're live at East Aurora Country Club on Tee to Green, presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf. And our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood.
By the way, everybody on Facebook can see our Donald Ross
gear.
Mm-hmm. This is my new favorite pullover.
It's
even
so
the pockets are.
I love the pockets.
So
yeah,
bad.
That's what I'm like. I love the pockets,
especially this spring because you're.
I'm
cold.
Looking forward to when we can show off the short sleeve a little bit more with nicer weather. But right now, this long sleeve pullover is beautiful. That's right. Just Patrick Reed going forward, we expect him to. Now that he's gotten one done, a lot of times golfers will say, okay, now that I've won one, I'm going to approach majors differently. He seems that fiery attitude. Tiger already had said he's got a spot on the President's Cup team next year. I would this win now, his point standings, he's going to be on this year's Ryder Cup team.
He's number one right now in Ryder Cup standings.
His nickname, Captain America, like, I mean, he's going to be a part of it, and you can bet that the fans in Europe are going to be ready to greet him quite well as he and Rory had that epic duel at Hazeltine when the U.S. won 2 years ago. So.
And he got the both of Rory last two times, right? At the Ryder Cup and at the Masters. So
Reed's backstory this week about how he transferred out of Georgia. There was some negative publicity there. Reed, on the record, has said that it was due to some of his drinking escapades that had got him kicked off. There's other stories out there, whether they're true or not. That's up for debate. Then he goes to Augusta State, wins a couple of the national championships there. He said, though, there were some stories that teammates really, though, didn't like him there that much, but he won 2 national titles. You'd think you're winning national titles at Augusta State, like, you'd be a local hero, but then you hear from Reed saying that most of the fans at Augusta National, he felt, were pulling more for Rory and his group, which motivated him more.
Yeah, no, he feeds off of that. Listen, he is a very confident guy, but I think he needs to... You know, he kind of puts that cape on, if you will, when he enters the first tee to go and play
his
golf.
His family story too is interesting.
Yeah, but
how
you know what?
He doesn't have contact with his parents and his sibling, and it's different. Not saying it's right or wrong or whose fault it is.
You're right.
It's
different than what we're used to seeing from golfers commercial wise and seeing. All the family in the galleries and such.
Well,
so it's a little different.
We see Spieth embrace his family.
Yes.
We see it with Fowler, not necessarily more his family, but with other golfers. Of course, you know, the epic photo we always see of when Tiger won his first Masters.
I've had some nice conversations with Fowler's dad, by the way.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy. He's showing me his injury, by the way, in Phoenix. He you know, Ricky used to ride dirt bikes. His dad would ride with him. His dad... got ripped up by a thorn, like into the muscle. He's like, show me this scar. I'm like, oh my gosh. I've had nothing but professional and cordial interaction with Patrick Reed. the PGA Tour. And, you know, next week he's going to play at Valero. I'll be there next week, and I expect him to be very gracious and professional with that. I don't know that it's our business, the family issue. I don't know if that's fair.
There was stories. It was written this week, of course.
The story's out there. It seems unfortunate, but you know, to me, that's his own personal private issue.
And I think you may see him comport himself a little bit differently now that he's a Masters champion. With that comes a sense of responsibility to the game of golf, I think, and it just follows you no matter where you are. So I think you may see a change in him. I don't think he'll lack confidence. I don't think this will help him win more events or less events, because right. I think he always just thinks he can win. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Well, look, I was impressed how well he drove the golf ball.
Yeah, he didn't look like he was going to make a mistake anywhere.
He was. Did you see some of his follow-throughs too? He was really turning, trying to like cut it.
You
saw it quite a bit. It was almost like a little side whip there at the end
Arnie,
of his arms.
Little Arnie,
well,
yes. There.
He's just doing everything he can not to let that blade flip over, because when you're trying to cut it and you don't, that's a really bad.
He draws
shot.
The golf.
He
ball.
Draws just, it so yeah. that. For him, that's
an exaggerated
something he's
move.
Thinking about more.
Right. When you teach someone, if they're hitting hooks, you try to teach them a fade. You exaggerate the opposite. If he's hitting a drawer, he's trying to exaggerate that fade move.
Well, I remember last year when I came to you, I was hitting, and I said, I keep hitting my short irons. I keep pulling them, and you said, let's try and fade it.
Like, mm-hmm.
you
let's know, try to so push it. Yeah. Get chill. Or you work on the opposite. It's pretty simple to be. Yeah. Some of it's pretty simple if you actually think about it.
I think it also shows his incredible talent to be able to do that under pressure and – you know, how much work he had to put in to pull that swing off. I mean, that didn't just, okay, on the tee, I'm going to try this here. No. He's done that.
Oh, yeah. And he has confidence.
Thousands of balls on the range.
Without confidence, he can't hit that shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That was a great tournament.
It was.
I mean, it was great theater. It always is. And it's setting up for what's going to be a great U.S. Open in Shinnecock.
That's right. Looking forward to that. We've got a couple of good tournaments coming up. Then it'll be the Players' Championship in mid-May. This will be the last year before it goes back to March, because the PGA Championship will be in May next year. That'll be great having another major right in there. And then it'll feel like the golf season's going earlier because of the Players in March next year.
Every month is going to have
something big.
Huge, right? Start with the fifth major, if you will, the Players.
We'll have to start the radio show earlier.
March. I like that. I like that idea.
Players is in March.
I do. All right, let's get the calendar going.
All right.
Hey, before we go, we want to thank everybody here at East Aurora Country Club for, as always, giving us warm hospitality. PGA Pro David Jones and, of course Superintendent Drew Thompson. If you'd like more information on East Aurora Country Club, their website, eastauroracc.com. And we'll be back here in June for the International Junior Masters. That's an event that's open to the public. It's a great event. If you're looking for something to do, especially if you have kids,
yes,
that is an amazing event to bring them to walk. Not only do you get to see the course, but to see these young best players in the world. It's a really, really cool event. It's one of the golf gem events here.
We have great amateur events here in Western New York.
We do.
You have opportunity to go to.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And the Porter Cup as well.
Oh, by the way, real quick, LECOM. I wanted to mention this.
Yes.
Volunteer opportunities. So you can go to the LECOM Health Challenge
for the
web.com
event at Peak and Peak.
Peak and Peak, yes. They need volunteers for the tournament. You can get all the information on their website for the LECOM Health Challenge. Volunteer opportunities are open for that in July.
And that's fun.
Yes. Hey, you want to get up close personal to the future stars of the PGA Tour? Yeah. Volunteer.
Yeah, sit on the tee with them. Yep.
Yes.
Well, look at Dominic Boselli, who we interviewed 2 years ago from Rochester, and now we see him regularly on PGA Tour events, and he's doing a nice job for himself.
Yeah. Last year's winner, Chesson Hadley. You mentioned him. He's
right
near the top of the leaders.
That's right.
Yeah.
Of course. Next week we'll be at Lockport Town and Country Club, so we'll make our way up north. Kevin, you'll be at the Valero, so we'll be checking in with you then to get an update from there.
Awesome.
Jeff?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to some nice weather. Next weekend we'll be playing golf, it looks like, and hopefully this is the last of our sour weather here.
That's right. Thanks again for everybody here at East Aurora. For PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester, and our producer back in our Amherst studios, Derek Kramer. My name is Brian Koziel. Entire Tee to Green show will be up on demand, WGR550.com, a little bit later this morning. Thanks for viewing us on the Tee to Green Facebook page and for listening to us right here on WGR. Tee to Green every Saturday at 7 a.m. right here on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.